I will not be the bugger of my group, Enda thought. I didn't leave Valentine and mother and father to come here just to be iced. As he lifted his fork to his mouth, he could feel his family around him, as they always had been. He knew just which way to turn his head to look up and see mother, trying to get Valentine not to slurp. He knew just where father would be, scanning the news on the table while pretending to be part of the dinner conversation. Peter pretending to take a crushed pea out of his nose. Even Peter could be funny. It was a mistake to think of them. He felt a sob rise in his throat and swallowed it down. He could not see his plate. He could not cry. There was no chance that he would be treated with compassion. Dap was not mother. Any sign of weakness would tell the Stilsons and Peters that this boy could be broken. Ender did what he always did when Peter tormented him. He began to count doubles. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and on. As high as he could hold the numbers in his head. 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048, 4096, 8192, 16384, 32768, 65538, 6568, 6552864, 142. At 6, 7, 1, 0, 8, 8, 6, 4, he began to be unsure. Had he slipped out a digit? Should he be in the 10 millions or the 100 millions or just the millions? He tried doubling again and lost it. 13, 42, something, 16, or 17, 7, 38. It was gone. Start over again. All the doubling he could hold. The pain was gone. The tears were gone. He would not cry. Until that night, when the lights were dim, and in the distance he could hear several boys whimpering for their mothers or fathers or dogs. Then he could not help himself. His lips formed Valentine's name. He could hear her voice laughing in the distance just down the hall. He could see mother passing his door, looking in to be sure he was all right. He could hear father laughing at the video. It was all so clear, and it would never be that way again. I'll be old when I ever see them again. 12 at the earliest. Why did I say yes? What was I such a fool for? Going to school would have been nothing, facing Stilson every day. And Peter? He was a pissant. Ender wasn't afraid of him. I want to go home, he whispered. But his whisper was the whisper he used when he cried out in pain when Peter tormented him. The sound didn't travel farther than his own ears, and sometimes not that far. And his tears could fall unwanted on his sheet, but his sobs were so gentle that they did not shake the bed. So quiet they could not be heard. But the ache was there, thick in his throat and the front of his face, hot in his chest and in his eyes. I want to go home. Dap came to the door that night and moved quietly among the beds, touching a hand here, a forehead there. Where he went, there was more crying, not less. The touch of kindness in this frightening place was enough to push some over the edge into tears. Not Ender, though. When Dap came, his crying was over, and his face was dry. It was the lying face he presented to mother and father when Peter had been cruel to him, and he dared not let it show. Thank you for this, Peter, for dry eyes and silent weeping. You taught me how to hide anything I felt. More than ever, I need that now. This was school. Every day, hours of classes. Reading, numbers, history. Videos of the bloody battles in space, the Marines spraying their guts all over the walls of the bugger ships. Holos of the clean wars of the fleet. Ships turning into puffs of light as the spacecraft killed each other deftly in the deep night. Many things to learn. Ender worked as hard as anyone. All of them struggled for the first time in their lives. As for the first time in their lives, they competed with classmates who were at least as bright as they. But the games, that was what they lived for. That was what filled the hours between waking and sleeping. Dap introduced them to the game room on their second day. It was up, way above the decks where the boys lived and worked. They climbed ladders to where the gravity weakened, and there in the cavern they saw the dazzling lights of the games. Some of the games they knew. Some they had even played at home. Simple ones and hard ones. Ender walked past the two-dimensional games on video and began to study the games the bigger boys played, the holographic games with objects hovering in the air. He was the only launchy in that part of the room, and every now and then one of the bigger boys would shove him out of the way. What are you doing here? Get lost, fly off. And of course he would fly in the lower gravity here, leave his feet, and soar until he ran into something or someone. Every time, though, he extricated himself and went back, perhaps to a different spot, to get a different angle on the game.